With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says his newly impaneled Board of Peace will work with the UN to make this a more peaceful world. The president at the World Economic Forum in Davos introduced the board today with members signing its charter. Mr. Trump, meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky before departing Switzerland, says Zelensky and Vladimir Putin are closer to a peace agreement.
I believe they're at a point now where they can come together and get a deal done. And if they don't, they're stupid. That goes for both of them. And I know they're not stupid, but if they don't get this done, they are stupid.
The president has shelved his Greenland-related tariff threats against European allies.
The president had threatened tariffs in his bid to gain ownership of Greenland, but he called off the threat after agreeing with NATO on a future Arctic security deal.
Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
One possibility is the U.S. building more military bases on the Danish island. His tariff threats had sparked a sharp drop in the financial markets and angered European leaders who feared the collapse of NATO. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A dangerous winter storm is forecast to spread snow, freezing rain, and ice and frigid temperatures from Texas to New England into the weekend. Forecasters say some places could get a foot of snow. Roughly 100 million people are under some kind of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. A Texas jury has acquitted former Uvalde Schools police officer Adrian Gonzalez. Among the first to respond to the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, he was accused of failing to stop the gunman early on and faced 29 criminal charges. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 126 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 215. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are back in court.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has heard arguments this week over whether Louisiana can require public schools to post the Decalogue in all classrooms. The ACLU and various atheist groups are challenging the Louisiana law, and most observers believe no matter what the Fifth Circuit decides, this case is going to the Supreme Court. Texas has a similar Ten Commandments law, and it also faces a legal challenge. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent roughly 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamist groups. Nigeria's Christian population is also under siege, despite representing about half of that country's population. This is SRN News. In Britain, centuries of love letters are going on display soon at the National Archives in London.
The letters showcase the many facets of love. The exhibition's creator, Victoria Iglikowski Broad, says the documents include legendary romances from British history, featuring royalty, politicians, celebrities and spies, and also stories of everyday people. The exhibition includes letters from sweethearts to soldiers and a medieval story about heartbreak. Highlights include a poignant letter from Robert Dudley to Queen Elizabeth I, Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court appears inclined to keep Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook in her job. The justices have heard arguments over President Trump's effort to fire Cook for alleged mortgage fraud. She is denied any wrongdoing. No president has ever fired a sitting Federal Reserve governor. More details, SRNNews.com.